بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شعر فضلا وشيخ أول رومي وقت بريد دورة هذا الشيخ حكيم أول اختصر رحمة الله تعالى عليه. تايتل هي جام مينا کی ہے فراوانی، جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، دوست تو درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی. دوست تو درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی. حامل درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی، خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. جس پہ ہوتا شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی، پائے گا کیسے ظل رحمانی. شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی، پائے گا کیسے ظل رحمانی. فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے، فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے. پیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی، پیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے. کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی، فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے. کوئی رومی، کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی. مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے دل میں لذت درد پنہانی، دل میں لذت درد پنہانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے، کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی. جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے، کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی. صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، جس سے ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، جس سے ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. In this beautiful bayan of our honorary Lecturer Dala Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the Rumi of the time, the Tabriz of the Zamana, and Hazrat Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala blessed him with such ma'rifat and such ishq that Hazrat has penned down in beautiful poetic form great bayans, teaching us what is actually this part of this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and what a beautiful part it is, and what a person will get. Here in this beautiful bayan, Hazrat has titled it, Jam wa Meena ki hai Farawani, that there are abundance of the goblets also, and the pitchers in which normally the drinks are being poured. And this is not the drinks that people artificially think they are in enjoyment in the pubs of this world, and they are in lost. They don't even know themselves where they are. They don't even know about their own cleanliness. They're messing their own trousers also. Don't even know who's their mother or their daughter. That is not enjoyment. Real enjoyment is when a person comes out of that. As on one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh explained that a person came knocking at his door about past 11, almost 12 o'clock at night. So he was shocked that what is this knock this time of the night, but must be a person in desperation. When he opened the door, he saw it's a young boy. And coming there, Hazrat said, "What you want?" He said, "Hazrat, I ran away. You'll be surprised. I ran away from the disco this time of the night. I was about going to go on the floor to dance, and every time I go, a sound comes into me that fear Allah." And then Hazrat explained to him that this is Allah Ta'ala wants to pull you. And from the mouth of shaitan, Allah pulled you away from this terrible place. Now you attend the majalis regularly and see what you'll get. And then when he attended the majlis of Hazrat of Zikr, and then when he started making Zikr, then he says, "Now I realize what is real enjoyment. I thought the enjoyment is there in the clubs, all the different types of music. But Allahu Akbar, Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai." When a person starts getting the enjoyment of just taking the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then he will know this is really the drink that a person should be dying for and yearning for. And where you will get this drink? In this beautiful part of the love of Allah by the mashayikh, by the ahlullah. So Hazrat explains here, and then a person will get his focus correct also. Otherwise a person is living in the world of dunya, and earning whatever way he is earning, and he thinks he is making a lot of money. Then a person, we see many a times a person earning, not even sure whether it's halal, haram, putting up a big mansion, and on that mansion he writes, "Hadha min fadli rabbi." This is from the fadl of Allah Ta'ala, is the kindness of Allah. Yes, it is Allah's fadl if it is halal, but after that, as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that we don't see the other part of the ayat. That Allah Ta'ala said, "Hadha min fadli rabbi liyabluwani ashkura am akfur." That this is from the special favors of Allah to test us, whether we're going to make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala or not. And what is the real fadl? What is the real favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Hazrat teaches us in this beautiful bayan, that jis pe hota hai fadli rahmani, tar karta hai kare shaitani. With myself and all of us, we can judge ourselves, that whether Allah's fazal, Allah's special favor, and as Hazrat explains it so beautifully, fazal is not something that a person can achieve.
This is the favor. It's like Bantela. Allah is just giving free of charge. And upon whom? And as our Dada Shaykh in another beautiful poem says, that kaam banta hai fazal se akhtar. Hum fazal ka asra lagai hua hai. That our work can only be done with Allah's special favor. So we must all the time hope and beg for the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the sign of the special favor? That Allah will bring us through these gatherings, our hearts will get affected, and then the sign of the favor of Rahman, Allah who is extremely kind and merciful. Just out of the mercy of Allah, Allah ta'ala will make you leave out and come away from all the works of shaitan. Where you thought, I can't leave my sport, I can't leave out going to the malls and just looking at the woman walking around or just passing my time. I can't leave out going on my phone, on my mobile, and going on this porn site and on this haram site or just chatting. But now you'll see that your interest is going away from that. That is the sign that it is Allah's favor upon us, Allah's mercy upon us. And for this we have to be begging Allah on the one hand. On the other hand, we have to make an effort to come to these majalis with an open heart, that Allah puts it in my heart first of all, to realize that this is what we have to take from these majalis. And then Hazrat further explains what you will get here. Dosto, darde dil ki daulat ko, dil mein paata hai sirf Rabbani. That, oh friends, this great wealth of darde dil, that is the pain in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Love is painful, but it's enjoyable. That your beloved tells you, wait for me 2 o'clock in the morning at this particular stop street. It's raining also. And it's very cold, and people tell you, we'll give you a lift. Why are you standing? You say, no, I'm just waiting for somebody. You enjoy standing there for your beloved. When a person gets the real pain of the love of Allah, then to get up at the time of tahajjud, it's not just easy, it's enjoyable. And tears will be rolling down his cheeks. And it will be a cold winter's night, and people will be thinking and looking at this fool. That see, his bed is there, his eiderdown is there, his wife is also there. But he is standing in the cold and he's still crying on top of it. But the enjoyment he is getting, he can't even explain it with the tongue. That enjoyment is beyond explanation, as Hazrat explains in front also. And who can get this? So Hazrat says, Sirfe Rabbani. That if we come with that correct intention, that Allah says, Kunu Rabbaniyin. That even, that we should, as Hazrat teaches us, we should come with a niyat of learning also, gaining knowledge of deen. And here you're getting the one of the greatest knowledges, the knowledge of marifat, of the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we come with that intention, that, oh Allah, I want the knowledge of your marifat to become a Rabbani. That is a person who's connected to his Rabbah. Connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala explains this particularly for the ulama-i kiram, that when we come into this field and Allah chooses us to come into the field of becoming ulama, then our intention should be not that I just get another feather in my cap, or I just get another title, or I'm just doing a course so I can start teaching, but we have to become Rabbani. This is a great ibadat, and this is a great fazl of Allah Ta'ala. So when a person has got this intention that I want to become a Rabbani, Ya Allah, I also want to become yours, please make me yours, you become mine, then Allah Ta'ala is very kind. According to a person's talab, Allah Ta'ala will give us. So Allah give me first of all tawfiq and understanding to correct my intention and to realize why we have come here, to become Rabbanis. And you can only become Rabbani by a person who is a Rabbani. You can't become on your own or just by kitabs, etc. And then Hazrat explains, Allahu Akbar, a person who works in the spot and who makes an effort to become a Rabbani, that is connected only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he sees when you start getting connected to Allah, the connections of dunya start breaking off. And even people, your own friends, your family, people will start recognizing, and what they will say, Hamile dard, ehle nisbat ko. Khalq kehti hai dil se yazdani. That those people who are carrying this pain of the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahle nisbat, that those people who have got special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those that are carrying this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole creation says that this is a yazdani, this is a very great personality. He is just inclined from the world. And his position we can't understand. He is an Allah wala. He is a very great pious person. And this is what Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Iza ra'u zukir Allah." When you see them, you'll just think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the people we have to connect to. And we are so fortunate Allah has put in our hearts and actually brought us here in the company of Yazdani. We can't make enough shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should beg of Allah, please never ever deprive me because of my useless and faulty actions. Oh Allah, please forgive me and save me from getting caught up in the works of shaitan. And Allahu Akbar. Further, Hazrat explains, this is now what you will get. And what is the beautiful part of coming to this majalis. And many people have this notion that what every week I have to go. And these majalis, we go for bayans. Ulama come, we attend bayans, etc. I don't need a sheikh that must be controlling me. Hazrat says, this is the system of Allah. Allah's system is, with the company Allah Ta'ala has commanded, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. If you want the love of Allah, then you have to be with the sadiqeen, the true pious servants of Allah. And even better, if you got a sheikh that you have taken bad to, and you take his guidance, then see how you will go on to this path. And if you have this notion, Shaykh-e-Kamil se, jo hai mustaghni, paayega kaise zill-e-rahmani. That a person thinks to be himself to be individual, that they are independent, that I don't need a sheikh over me. I went through the course, I even became an alim, etc. And I attend bayans, etc. Making, Hazrat says, you won't get the real shadow of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This only comes with sohbat, with true sohbat. If we read the lives of all our kabirin and all the great men in the history of Islam, they all became great only through the system of Allah Ta'ala. By sitting in the company and at the feet of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the men of dunya, that outwardly thought they got great positions, but when they came in the company of the Ahlullah, then they realized what is greatness and how to achieve this. Like Akbar Allahabadi has mentioned that Allahu Akbar, he says so beautifully, na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se, deen peda hota hai, buzurgo ki nazar se. You won't just get this anywhere, you'll get this from the pious servants of Allah. And Hazrat explains us that in the spa towards the love of Allah, very important, fis karta hai dur manzil se, peer tera ho gar che la sani. That what will take you far further away from your destination towards Allah Ta'ala, it is the disobedience of Allah. Fisk. And generally shaitan fools us. We think we in the path, outwardly we got kurta, turban, etc. But he brings the spiritual diseases of thinking bad of others and all evil thoughts. Allah save me, all of us. He says your share can be second to none. But if you're not making the effort and you're not making your zikr and you're not using your courage to stay away from haram and from guna and wrong company, then you can dream of becoming a wali of Allah. Faiz-e murshid ki hai karamat hai, koi rumi hai, koi khakani. Hazrat says, look at the karamat, look at the miracles of a true great sheikh. How when he distributes this beautiful pearls of the jewels of the rahmat of the marifat of Allah, then people, Allahu Akbar, become morna room rahmatullahi. People have become Shaykh Kharkani rahmatullahi. And then Hazrat explains, these were such people, when the love of Allah entered their heart, must rakti hai sari alam se, dil mein lazzat hai dard e pirhani. That now they in a different state of ecstasy, just inclined from the whole universe. This is that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enjoyment that has got into the crevices of the heart. Now they in a different state of enjoyment. They don't care, they're not concerned even what is happening in the world. They will be worried and that what is happening to the ummah, but they are in a different state of enjoyment. So Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize what is this great wealth, and Allah bless us all out of His mercy.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض وقال تعالى ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا أو يمسي رجل مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. بزرگان محترم، اس قابل تو نہیں کہ آپ حضرات کے سامنے کچھ لب کشائی کروں، لیکن حضرت والا مد اللہ ذلہ علینا بالعافیہ کا حکم ہے، تو جب بڑوں کا حکم ہو تو اس کی بجاوری بھی ضروری ہے. تو میرے والد محترم سے حضرت والا مد اللہ ذلہ کا ایک تعلق ہے، حضرت کی شفقتیں ہیں. اللہ پاک حضرت کے سائے عاطفت کو تادیر ہمارے سروں پر قائم و دائم فرمائے اور ان کے فیض کو تا قیامت جاری اور ساری فرمائے. تو حضرت نے حکم فرمایا کہ چند باتیں آپ کے سامنے کہوں، عرض کروں. تو میں جو باتیں آپ کے سامنے اللہ پاک مجھ سے کہلوائے، تو میں اس نیت سے کہنے جا رہا ہوں کہ اللہ کرے کہ آپ حضرات کی یہاں آنے کی برکت سے اور حضرت والا مد اللہ ذلہ کی صحبت کی برکت سے اللہ کرے کہ ہماری زندگی میں یہ چیزیں عملی طور پہ آ جائیں. ایمان والوں سے اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے قرآن کریم میں جن چیزوں کا مطالبہ کیا ایمان والوں سے، اس میں سب سے پہلی چیز یہ ہے کہ ایک ایمان والے کی زندگی میں سب سے پہلے اعمال صالحہ ہونے چاہیے. ایک ایمان والے کی زندگی اعمال صالحہ سے منور ہونی چاہیے، نیک اعمال اس کی زندگی میں بہت زیادہ ہونے چاہیے. اور اس سے آگے کا ایک درجہ ہے، اعمال صالحہ کے ساتھ ساتھ آگے کا ایک درجہ ہے جسے تقوی کہتے ہیں، کہ ایک ایمان والا اعمال صالحہ کے ساتھ ساتھ متقی اور پرہیزگار ہونا چاہیے. قرآن کریم میں اگر ہم مطالعہ کریں، قرآن کریم کی آیتوں کو پڑھیں، تو آپ کو بہت کثرت کے ساتھ یہ لفظ تقوی، یہ آپ کو بہت قرآن کریم میں ملے گا. یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ، آمنوا اتقوا اللہ، کئی جگہوں پر اگر ایک صفحے کے بعد دو صفحے کے بعد آپ کو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ایمان والوں سے مخاطب ہوتے ہوئے فرماتے ہیں ایمان والوں اللہ سے ڈرو. یہ تقوی کیا چیز ہے؟ ایک مرتبہ حضرت عبی ابن کعب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ صحابی رسول ہیں، انہوں نے حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے، جو امیر المؤمنین تھے، خلیفہ ثانی تھے، جن کی منشا پر اللہ نے کئی مرتبہ قرآن کریم کی آیات کا نزول کیا، ان سے پوچھا. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے حضرت عبی ابن کعب سے پوچھا کہ عبی ابن کعب، یہ تقوی کیا چیز ہے؟ تو حضرت عبی ابن کعب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے فرمایا کہ اے عمر، کیا ابھی کبھی آپ کا ایسے راستے سے گزرنے کا اتفاق نہیں ہوا کہ جو راستہ خاردار ہو، کانٹوں والا ہو، جھاڑیوں والا ہو، تنگ راستہ ہو؟ تو حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا کہ ہاں، گزرنے کا اتفاق ہوا ہے. تو ایسے راستے سے کیسے گزرتے ہو؟ کہا کہ جب بھی ایسے راستے سے گزرنے کا اتفاق ہوتا ہے تو اپنے دامن کو بچ بچا کر کے بہت احتیاط سے گزرتا ہوں، کہیں میرا دامن ان کانٹوں میں نہ الجھ جاوے. تو کہا کہ زندگی کی راہ پر، زندگی کی شاہراہ پر اس طریقے سے گزر جانا کہ تم گناہوں کی گندگی سے اپنے آپ کو بچا کر کے اللہ کا ڈر اور خوف دل میں بسائے ہوئے اس دنیا کی زندگی کو پار کر جاؤ. فضا کا تقوی، فرمایا کہ یہی تو تقوی ہے. اس چیز کا حکم اللہ نے قرآن کریم میں بار بار دیا ہے، یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ، اے ایمان والو اللہ سے ڈرو. ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، ہر ایک انسان کو چاہیے کہ وہ دیکھے اس نے آگے آنے والے کل کے لیے کیا تیاری کر رکھی ہے. پھر فرمایا اللہ نے واتقوا اللہ، اللہ سے ڈرو. ایک موقع پہ فرمایا یا ایھا الذین آمنوا ان تتقوا اللہ، اے ایمان والو اگر تم اللہ سے ڈرو گے، یجعل لکم فرقانا. فرقان اس کی صفت مفسرین نے لکھی ہے، فارق بین الحق والباطل، کہ جس کے اندر تقوی پیدا ہوگا تو تقوی کی وجہ سے اللہ پاک اس کو یہ صفت عطا فرمائیں گے کہ وہ باطل اور حق کے درمیان فرق کرنے والا ہو جائے گا. اس کو اللہ پاک یہ صفت اللہ پاک اس کے اندر پیدا فرمائیں گے کہ وہ بآسانی یہ فیصلہ کر سکے گا کہ یہ چیز حق ہے اور یہ باطل ہے. قرآن کریم میں ایک موقع پہ فرمایا وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَى آمَنُوا، اگر یہ بستی کے لوگ ایمان لاتے، واتقوا، اور اللہ سے ڈرتے، لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ، تو ہم آسمان سے برکتوں کا نزول فرماتے. قرآن کریم میں فرمایا وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَل لَّهُ مَخْرَجًا، جو اللہ سے ڈرے گا، يَجْعَل لَّهُ مَخْرَجًا، اللہ پاک اس کے لیے نکلنے کا راستہ پیدا کر دیں گے. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَل لَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا، جو اللہ سے ڈرے گا، اللہ پاک اس کے کاموں میں آسانی پیدا کر دیں گے. اتنی ساری آیتیں، اس کے علاوہ قرآن کریم میں کئی ساری آیتیں اس تقوی کے عنوان پر ہیں. تو یہ تقوی زندگی میں آئے گا کیسے؟ تقوی کے زندگی میں آنے کا جس مقصد کے لیے، جس نشست کے لیے آپ حضرات یہاں آئے ہیں، بغیر اللہ والوں کی صحبت کے زندگی میں تقوی کا آنا مشکل نہیں بلکہ ناممکن ہے. اس کی زندگی میں کبھی تقوی نہیں آ سکتا جس کو اللہ والوں کی صحبت نصیب نہ ہو. اس پر ایک بات یاد آ گئی، حضرت مولانا مفتی محمد شفیع صاحب تھا، مفتی اعظم پاکستان کے رحمۃ اللہ علیہ،
ایک مرتبہ حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ کے پاس جو حکیم الامت تھے, واقعی اس امت کے حکیم تھے, اللہ پاک دونوں حضرات کی قبر کو کروڑوں رحمت نازل فرمائے, تو مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ ایک مرتبہ حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ کے پاس گئے اور فرمایا کہ حضرت شعراء کرام جب اپنے اشعار کہتے ہیں تو شعراء کرام کا مزاج بھی اپنا ہوتا ہے, کبھی کسی شعر کو کہتے ہوئے کسی کا مقام گرانا ہو تو بہت زیادہ گرا دیتے ہیں, کسی بات کو بڑھانا ہو تو بہت زیادہ بڑھا دیتے ہیں, شعراء میں اعتدال نہیں ہوتا. تو یہ بات کہنے کے بعد مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرمایا میں آپ کے پاس یہ بات لے کر آیا ہوں, مولانا روح رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا جو شعر ہے صحبت یک زمانہ صحبت با اولیا بہتر صد سالہ طاعت بیریا, کہ اللہ والوں کی صحبت کا ایک ساعت ایک لمحہ یہ سو سال کی بیریا عبادت سے بہتر ہے. تو حضرت مفتی شفیع رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرمایا کہ حضرت یہ سمجھ میں نہیں آتا کہ ایک زمانے کی صحبت اللہ والوں کی اور سو سال کی بیریا عبادت سے بہتر, یہ مجھے سمجھ میں نہیں آتا. تو حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے فرمایا کہ میں اس شعر کو کہوں جو حضرت مولانا روم رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے فرمایا. تو حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے اس شعر کو ایسے پڑھا, یک زمانہ صحبت با اولیا بہتر لکھ سالہ طاعت بیریا, کہ اے اللہ والوں کی ایک صحبت کا ایک لمحہ یہ ایک لاکھ کی سال کی بیریا عبادت سے بہتر ہے. تو مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے فرمایا کہ حضرت ایک سال سو سال کی تو بات سمجھ میں نہیں آ رہی تھی, آپ نے اس کو ایک لاکھ کر دیا, یہ تو اور زیادہ مشکل ہو گیا. تو اس موقع پہ حضرت حکیم الامت رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے ایک تحقیقی جواب فرمایا حدیث کی روشنی میں, ہم رجال اللہ یشقا جلیسہ, کہ یہ وہ لوگ ہیں کہ جن کی صحبت میں بیٹھنے والا کبھی بدبخت نہیں ہوتا. تو یہ اللہ والوں کی صحبت ہے. تو ہم کتنے خوش نصیب ہیں آپ حضرات جو ہر ہفتے ایک شیخ کامل کی صحبت میں آ کر کے ایک اللہ والے کی صحبت میں آ کر کے اپنے قلوب کا تزکیہ چاہتے ہیں اور ایک مبارک نسبت سے آ کر کے جڑتے ہیں. قرآن نے کہا قد افلح من زکاہا وقد خاب من دساہا, وہ کامیاب ہو گیا جس نے اپنا تزکیہ کر لیا. اور وہ تزکیہ جب ہوگا, جب کسی انسان کے قلب کا تزکیہ ہوتا ہے تو پھر وہ قلب قلب سلیم بنتا ہے, پھر وہ قلب قلب منیب بنتا ہے, جو قرآن میں کہا گیا کہ ایک ایمان والے کا دل قلب سلیم ہونا چاہیے, قلب منیب ہونا چاہیے. اور یہ اللہ والوں کی صحبت سے قلب سلیم بھی بنتا ہے, قلب منیب بھی بنتا ہے, اور زندگی میں تقوی بھی آتا ہے. اور جب تقوی آتا ہے تو اللہ پاک اس کی برکت سے دنیا بھی اچھی بناتے ہیں اور آخرت بھی اچھی بناتے ہیں. ایک بات کہہ کے بات ختم کروں, اور اس زمانے میں جو اب زمانے سے ہم گزر رہے ہیں, اس زمانے میں تو اللہ والوں کی صحبت از حد ضروری ہو چکی ہے, کیونکہ یہ وہ زمانہ ہے جو فتنوں کا زمانہ ہے. آپ اندازہ کریں جو حدیث میں نے آپ کے سامنے پڑھی تھی, نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے فرمایا بادروا بالاعمال فتنا کقطع اللیل المظلم, اعمال کے کرنے میں جلدی کرو کقطع اللیل المظلم, عنقریب ایسے فتنے آویں گے جیسا کہ اندھیری رات کے ٹکڑے ہوتے ہیں. یصبح الرجل مؤمنا ویمسی کافرا, کہ ایک ایمان والا صبح کو ایمان والا ہوگا شام ہوتے ہوتے کافر ہو چکا ہوگا, شام کو ایمان والا ہوگا صبح ہوتے ہوتے کافر ہو چکا ہوگا. نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے فرمایا اس کی وجہ کیا ہے, یبیع دینہ بعرض من الدنیا, اپنے دین کو دنیا کے سامان کے بدلے میں بیچتا پھرے گا. جہاں دنیا کا سامان دنیا کا نفع ہوتا ہوا نظر آئے گا دین کو بیچ دے گا, اپنے ایمان کو بیچ دے گا. ہے نا, نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے ہمیں اپنے ایمان کے پرکھنے اور جانچنے کا ایک آلہ بتایا. نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے فرمایا جب تمہیں نیکی کا کام کر کے خوشی ہو اور جب تمہیں برائی کا کام کر کے رنج ہو فانت مؤمن, تو تم سمجھ لو کہ تم مومن ہو. آج ہمارا ایمان گناہوں کی نحوست کی وجہ سے, نہ ہم گناہ کر کے پریشان ہوتے ہیں اور نہ نیکی کر کے خوش ہوتے ہیں, ہمیں کچھ احساس نہیں ہوتا. نیکیاں بھی اگر ہو رہی ہیں تو ایک رسمی ہو رہی ہیں, گناہ ہو رہے ہیں تو ہوتے جا رہے ہیں, ہمیں کوئی فکر نہیں ہے. حالانکہ گناہ اللہم احفظنا منہ, اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرمائے. فرمایا کہ ایمان والے کے لیے ایک گناہ بھی ایسا ہے جیسا کہ اس کے سر کے اوپر پہاڑ ہے, ابھی گرے گا اس کو ہلاک کر دے گا. اس لیے اس زمانے میں فتنوں کے زمانے میں یہ وہ زمانہ ہے جس نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے کب اللہ سے یہ دعا کی تھی, اللہم انی اسألک فعل الخیرات وترک المنکرات وحب المساکین واذا اردت بعبادک فتنۃ, اے اللہ جب آپ اپنے بندوں کو کسی فتنے میں مبتلا کرنا چاہے فاقبضنی الیک غیر مفتون, تو مجھے بغیر فتنے میں مبتلا کی ہوئے اپنے پاس اٹھا لیجئے. اللہ کے نبی فتنے میں مبتلا نہیں ہو سکتے تھے, یہ تعلیم امت کے لیے تھی. آج ہمیں نہیں پتا, اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرمائے, پتہ نہیں کس فتنے کے اندر انسان ایمان والا مبتلا ہو اور اس کا ایمان اس کے ہاتھ سے چلا جاوے. اگر ایمان اللہ نہ کرے چلا جاوے, زندگی ساری کی نمازیں عبادت تہجد سارا کچھ, تو اس ایمان کو بچانے کی ضرورت, فکر کرنے کی ضرورت. اور یہ اللہ والوں کی صحبت فی زمانی نہ ہمارے زمانے میں اس کے لیے بہت ہی مجرب عمل ہے. جو اللہ والوں سے جڑا رہے گا جو اللہ والوں اس کی نسبت رکھے گا اور جو اہل اللہ کی صحبت اختیار کرے گا اللہ کی ذات سے امید ہے کہ اس کا ایمان بچے گا بھی, اس کا ایمان بڑھے گا بھی, اور آخرت میں انشاءاللہ بہت رفع درجات کا ذریعہ بنے گا. اللہ پاک جو باتیں کہ اللہ پاک نے اپنے کرم سے کہلوائیں, اللہ پاک مجھے عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے, اور اگر کچھ غلط غلط کہہ دیا گیا ہو تو اللہ پاک مجھے معاف فرمائے, اور حضرت والا مد اللہ ذی اللہ کے سایہ عاطفت کو تادیر عافیت کے ساتھ قائم و دائم رکھے. وآخر دعوانا الحمد للہ رب العالمین.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم, اما بعد. حضرت مولانا سیز that inshallah we were just mentioning this year, so that Allah Ta'ala through the barakat and blessings of these gatherings grant us the tawfiq and ability to practice upon these things that we are saying. For every believer, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has commanded us that we must have good actions in our life, amilu salihat. This is one level, and we are alhamdulillah doing good actions to a certain level, but there is one higher level, and that is the level of taqwa. And taqwa means a person must abstain from sins. Once Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu were sitting, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu asked Hazrat Ubay radiallahu anhu, what's the meaning of taqwa? So Hazrat Ubay radiallahu anhu said that he asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, have you ever walked through a place, a thorny place, where there are all thorns on the side? So he said, yes, it happened, I did walk by such a place. He said, how did you go through that place? He said, I walked very, very carefully, watching my clothing, I mustn't tear my clothing. It was very, very particular. So he said, this is exactly what taqwa is. Taqwa is for a person who is going this path of this dunya, of this world, he's crossing it, and he must live with great ihtiyat and precaution. He must not fall into the temptations, into the things of this world, and destroy himself. Like how a person's clothing can be torn by these thorns. So a person has to look after himself. So this is the meaning of taqwa. When a person has got taqwa, he abstains from sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif in many places advises us, commands us, اتقوا الله في الله سبحانه وتعالى ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. Every person must ponder and think, what has he sent forward for tomorrow. واتقوا الله كان الله gives the command of taqwa. So over and over in the Quran Sharif a person sees the command of taqwa. And the benefit Allah Ta'ala in one ayat says وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. If a person is in problems and difficulties, Allah will take him out if he has got taqwa. If he's got taqwa, Allah will grant him furqanan. Furqan means he will be able to differentiate between right and wrong through the blessings of taqwa. No one will tell him also, but he'll understand this is right, this is wrong. Through the blessings of taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah will open up the blessings of the heavens and the earth for the nations and then groups of people who adopt taqwa in their lives. So there are great, great benefits of taqwa, which the Quran Sharif is mentioned in great, great detail. And how will a person get this taqwa? By staying in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the easiest ways, very tried and tested way. By just staying in the company, frequenting their gatherings, a person gets this taqwa. Once Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he said to Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, that poets normally, when they are saying their poetry, they are not balanced. But they normally exceed the bounds. So they say, if you want to raise someone, they raise him very high. If they want to drop someone, they drop him right down. They don't have i'tidal and moderation. So he said that Imam Rum rahmatullah has mentioned this poem, that a small time in the company of the awliya is better than 100 years of ibadat without riya, without show. So Imam Dami rahmatullah said, I say the poem, my words. So he said the same poem, but he added the word 100,000 years. Short while in the company of the awliya is better than 100,000 years of ibadat without riya. So then, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah said, Hazrat, I was confused with 100 years, now you're saying 100,000 years, much, much more. So Hazrat Amir rahmatullah said he gave an answer, quoting from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hum rijarun la yashqa bihim jalisun, that there are such people, the awliya Allah, friends of Allah Ta'ala, are sitting in their company, that the person who sits in the was sits with them, inshallah he won't become wretched. Inshallah he won't lose his iman. And he will leave this world with iman. So he will not become wretched and lose out just by sitting in the company of the awliya Allah. That's obviously what the intention, correct intention, a person sits in the company. So Hazrat Mawlana says, we are very fortunate to have this gathering. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate it. By coming to this gathering, our hearts are becoming purified. And Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful is the person who purifies his heart. And the person who leaves it out, he doesn't worry, he is in destruction. And then a person's heart eventually becomes qalb salim, a pure heart, a clean heart, a healthy heart. And qalb munib, a heart which turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when a person is called the taqwa, Allah grants him the best of dunya and akhirat. And in this zamana, in this era especially, it is more important for us to stay in the company of the awliya Allah, friends of Allah Ta'ala. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, that hasten to do good actions. Because fitnas are going to come. Like the portions of the night, they get darker and darker. So one fitna will come, then bigger fitnas will come, bigger tests and tribulations will come. So hasten before that. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the time will come such, a person will be a believer in the morning and a kafir, a disbeliever in the evening. Or he will be a believer in the evening and a disbeliever in the morning. يَبِيُّ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. For some small benefit of this world, he will sell his deen. So, this is the times that we are living through. By staying in the company of the Ahlullah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, a person, iman is protected. And a sign of iman is, how will a person know he has got iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you do a good action and you feel happy, and you do an evil action and you feel sad, then your evil actions make you sad, and this shows you have got the quality of iman within yourself. But today, because of the evil of sin, if we do good actions, we feel no happiness. And if we do wrong actions also, there is no sadness and sorrow. So, and the sin has become to us like, it says like nothing, we just take it for granted. Whereas sin is something which is very, very heavy and weighty upon a person, but we take it like a person is like a fly coming and you just knock it off your face. Like there is no real, we don't understand the gravity of guna and sins in our life. When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself made dua, that, oh Allah ta'ala, I ask you in yasaluka fi'al al-khayrat wa talkan munkarat, the ability to do good actions and to leave out evil actions. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Allah, I ask you protection from fitnas. If fitnas have to come, give me more than death before the fitnas come, before these tribulations come. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was definitely protected. But to teach his ummah that these fitnas and these evils and trials are so great, they mustn't cause harm to a person's iman. So for us to save our iman, stay in the company of the Ahlullah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by means of staying in the company, one is we will protect our iman. And number two, we will increase our iman. And in the year after, inshallah, we will get great high ranks by means of these majalis and gatherings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to appreciate and to make qadr.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wasalamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم مولانا جميل صاحب is here and he gave us this little talk, this beautiful golden advices. He is the son of Maulana Ghulam Qadir who used to come, and they are in Kashmir. And Kashmir generally, and particularly the place where they are in, there was at one time only bid'at. And there was nothing of the haqq of ulama-i Jioman, etc. And he is a graduate of Dabil Madrasa in Gujarat. And Maulana, his father went through a lot of difficulties. But today, alhamdulillah, there are many, many masjids they have established, a madrasa, etc. Lot of good work they are doing. May we make dua that Allah increase it all the time, and that we also make our full share with dua, whatever we can, that we also may make our full share in this great work that is taking place. And everywhere in the world, alhamdulillah, great work of deen is taking place, and we should be always be concerned that how can I also have a share in that. And that is an easy way to progress very greatly spiritually. By dua, all the work that is taking place, condition of the ummah. In fact, a person reaches the darja of a abdal just by making dua for the ummah all the time. A very high darja. And if he does more than that, effort to alleviate, to promote deen, etc., how much won't Allah Ta'ala bless him? Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Here in this kitab, we read about the questions that people had written to Hazrat, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, and what hurdles we get in order to overcome and then proceed and reach Allah Ta'ala. And most of these apply to us also. So we'll read further also. Hazrat Sahib, ab kaafi had tak ghussa par kaabu pa leti ho. this letter of looks like a young girl, university girl. She is writing to Hazrat. On the one side, we should see that though she is a young girl, she is a university student, but she is also concerned of her spiritual condition. So she says, to a great extent, I managed to control my anger. And this is a thing which many of us suffer from, our anger. And because of the anger, the tongue. And because of that, what problems come about? Divorces take place, and big fights take place. Enmity for life remains just because a person blurted out a word, etc. And this anger in that, a person becomes physically violent also, and lot of harm takes place. So she was concerned of that condition also. Aapka diya hua parcha, that we had read already. Further, she writes, Hazrat wala qaza namaz kaisi puri karu? Hazrat, how do I complete my qaza namazes? And this may be applying to many of us also. Perhaps we haven't given it thought, but we have, from the time we became baligh, and we should give it thought and work out that many times we were negligent at that age. A boy from the age of 14, 14 and a half, 15, and during that time till he is at school, matric, perhaps he went college, varsity, many times we were negligent, and we didn't think about it. When we got hidayat, in whichever way, we went out in jamaat, we heard some bayan, we read some kitab, whatever it is, and then we changed our lives, but those qaza namazes, we are still responsible. And for one qaza namaz, if Allah is to punish us, the punishment is very severe. So she also says that I've got my qaza namazes, how should I complete them? And this is what Allah wala are. One is that a person, if we didn't stay in the company of our mashayikh, we'll say that you must start one way now, just start reading qaza namazes one way. How will a person manage? He will give up very soon. But how beautifully they explain. Hazrat wala, mujhe koi tasbihat batai. Besides my qaza namazes, how I should perform them, cover them up. Also, give me some tasbihat, some zikr to make. And zikr is like the fuel. It keeps a person moving, going. So therefore, our zikr is also very important. And there also, many of us become quite negligent with our zikr. And then we find that now we don't feel like doing deen's work to a stage that even our namazes we start getting lazy, etc. If we do our zikr regularly, it will be that fuel, and then we will carry on to stay away from guna. All the evil will become easy. Dil parishan rehta hai. And also she says that I'm very, very disturbed in my heart. That's also a very common condition with many people, that we're just not finding that solace, that peace. Just all the time we are like in anxiety and problems, etc. Kahin jaane ko dil nahi karta. And I don't feel like going to meet people, going anywhere. Guna agar koi sarzat ho jaye, to baad mein bahut nadamat hoti hai. And if perchance I do commit a guna, then I feel very, very sorry about it. That how could I have committed this guna? I feel very bad. Hazrat wala, Allah Ta'ala aapko iska behtareen se behtar ajr ata farmaye. So she's asked the solution from all these problems. And mashallah, till today also, there are many of us who were, when we have this problem, we ask the solution. And when a person asks the solution, he should really make lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Because that is now clear sign that Allah is pulling that person towards him. That's why he's asking for the treatment. Otherwise, there are many of us that we have got that condition, but we just like lethargic, spiritually, we don't worry about it. Those who ask, it's a great blessing of Allah upon them. Hazrat replies and says, Har namaz ke saath ek qaza par liya kare. With every namaz that you perform, make one qaza namaz. How easy? If we say that, no, you have to read all that, or read 100 a day. It will become difficult, but every namaz, make one qaza namaz so easy. And also in here, Allah will also see this person is. Like if we owing somebody money, and we start paying them even little, they say, no, this person is paying. But when we're not paying at all, then they also become very upset that this person is just not talking of paying. But when they are paying, then they also feel happy. And Allah is akramul akramin, arhamur rahimin. You can see this person is genuine. And we keep on paying, then Allah will make it easy and our namazes will be covered up. And then we'll have a good relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Also, some of us are of that opinion, that when we want to like become pious now, we become bayat or something, then we want to make lot of wazifas. But the faras we are owing, that we don't think about. That comes first. What we are owing Allah, what we are owing fellow people, all that we must clear up first before we start doing the nafil. So Hazrat gave that, Subhanallah ki teen tasbih par liya kare. And for females especially, Hazrat normally prescribes 3 tasbihat, that means 300 times, Subhanallah. It might appear that how can a person's islah take place by that? But in various other places, Hazrat has explained, it comes in the hadith, Subhanallah means Allah, you are pure. Allah is pure of everything. And at the same time, there is an you are meaning thereby, and I am impure, I am full of dirt. And when you say Allah is pure, Allah says I am pure. But by you saying, I will purify you. And if this is very easy for females just to read Subhanallah. And they are biologically weak also. So that is sufficient for them. So that tasbih and whatever zikr we have been given, generally 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. Do that and we will actually feel the energy coming in a person. And a power, and then to do more good will become easy, to refrain from evil will become easy. And this criteria to measure our iman, that when we do good we feel happy, that will come. Otherwise today when we commit guna we feel happy. A person is looking at another woman, etc., chatting with a woman, illegal, haram, illicit, and then he's feeling nice about it. That's a very dangerous sign. And for doing good, like the wife forces us, we make namaz. We're not happy, we don't want to do it. And we just sit down forcibly, read little Quran or something, then hardly start it, again the cell phone is out. We're looking at that again, that's not a good sign. But when we start, we're reading, doing our good, and we feel nice about it, that's a very good sign. And if perchance we committed, a person feels bad about that's a very good sign. Today we have to consider our condition is quite scary, what our conditions are. Aur hargiz parishan na rahe. And she said that my heart is always, I'm aware, a lot of anxiety and worry. Hazrat says, don't let that come in. Especially in these days where a person suffers anxiety attacks, depression, etc. A person must stay happy. Do what he has to do. You don't have to do a lot of ibadat. The main is to stay away from guna. And if we can understand that guna outwardly appears very nice, enjoyable to a person. That is to the nafs. The nafs enjoys this guna. But it shows, almost very soon it shows its ugly head. And a person is so sorry that what did I do? How could I have done this? We destroy everything by the gunas that we commit. Allah ki rahmat ki har waqt ummeed waar rahe. And what a beautiful deen we have been given. No matter what gunas a person might have committed, but always have hope in the mercy of Allah. And a person who has hope in the mercy of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will shower His mercies upon that person. Ta'adad mujawwaza se ziyada zikr na kare. And how much I prescribed the zikr for you? 300 times Subhanallah, that is for a female. And we normally prescribe for all 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. Don't exceed that limit also. Zikr, by its nature, it's got a hot temperament. if person becomes hot by making dhikr. So therefore, what the Shaykh has prescribed, we should stick to that. If we want to increase, first take permission from the Shaykh and see then what he prescribes for us. Nadamat mubarak halat hai, and to feel sorrowful of committing a sin is a very good sign. That's a sign of iman when we commit a sin and we feel bad about it. And that is a sign we'll come out of that sin also. If we go on to filthy sites, for example, now we're feeling bad about it, naturally we're going to come out of it. But if you're enjoying it, you're going to carry on, you're going to go more and more. Chatting with somebody that you are not supposed to chat with, etc., and you are enjoying it, you're going to go more. But if you feel sorry, why am I doing this? I shouldn't be doing this. Then inshallah, you will come out of it. Ye dalil, dalil hai sahi raah par hone ki. Hazrat say, this is a proof that you are on the right path, that you are feeling sorrowful of all this which you are doing. So, we have to build our iman to that level, that we gunas, we feel bad, we are committing gunas. And there are plenty gunas, open gunas also in our life. Do we really feel bad about them? And then there are other lot of latent, hidden gunas also. And that we have to scratch the surface. And then we will see those gunas, otherwise we don't see those gunas. So Allah give us tawfiq to make tawbah and to do our tasbihat. That is very, very important. And stay in good company. If we don't really find good company, read kitabs. The kitabs of our elders and our buzurgs, that is really very good company. And really, just reading the kitabs, it might appear that it's not making really any difference in my life also. I'm just reading. But you'll see, just carry on. After 3 months, 6 months, you will be shocked yourself that what change it has brought in me. And then you will see the benefits of it. So we must read. Even the majalis, if we keep on attending, and we attend with the niyat to bring a change in our life, to correct my life, we will benefit tremendously. And if we all make that niyat, everyone, if we make that niyat, you are a wali of Allah. And we all gather here, all the awliya who are gathered, everyone is going to benefit. So Allah give us tawfiq, we make our niyat correctly and we come regularly and we will just be benefiting. Many of our brothers, sisters also, they write that when they stopped coming, then they see they are falling back. You don't notice it immediately. But then after a while, then they realize we have gone rock bottom. We are gone down completely, but we keep on coming with the correct intention. Allah will elevate us all the time. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Ma'rifat, we are busy reading the similar thing, where there Hazrat has given replies to questions, and here Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has given solutions to people's spiritual problems. Ye ek shakhs ke sawal ke jawab mein farmaya. One person asks a question and the answer to that, from which we should also see how much it applies to us, and then we also bring that into our lives. Ke achha bura samajhna darja ihtimal mein kaafi hai. To think that I am bad. It is sufficient that a person just thinks to that extent, possibly I am bad. If a person feels I'm not bad, but just possibly, that is definitely for every person. In fact, for everyone, definitely we are bad. But if a person can't say that, he can't come to that to say, I am bad, possibly I am bad. And for another person who we see as very bad, possibly there is some good quality in him. Though we are only seeing bad, and he's a write-off in our eyes. But we should, for him, they've used that possibility that there is goodness in him. And definitely there is goodness in every person also. So this to bring humility in a person, that I am bad. And if you feel I'm not bad, there is the possibility. There is something in you that Allah dislikes. And that person you are thinking of bad and low, if you can't do it assuredly, then what a possibility that person has got good qualities in him. کہ وہ اس وقت ظاہراً یہ شخص ہم سے کمتر ہے. At this moment he's a drunkard, he's in a pitiful condition. Outwardly it appears he's worse than us. ممکن ہے کہ اسی وقت اس کے باطن میں کوئی خوبی ہم سے زیادہ ہو. There is a great possibility right at this moment in his inside what we don't know, there is some good quality in him. That famous incident that we normally repeat is that person the whole town, his wife knew him as a bad person, but when he died like a wali of Allah Ta'ala. When his wife was asked, she said always he kept a orphan child in the house. So that good quality he had, always, every night, whole day, committing his gunas, but at night he should make his tawbah. He should get up, in fact, tahajjud time, bath with cold water, come to his senses and make tawbah. When he died as a wali of Allah Ta'ala. So we can't write off anyone. We are no judges also. And we don't know within us what weakness we got. What Allah dislikes about us. We might think that I'm very good, but there is a quality which Allah Ta'ala dislikes about us. حسب ہدایت جناب والا تبلیغ دین بیان اخلاق زمیمہ کا مطالعہ کرتا رہتا ہوں، مگر وجدان تکبر معلوم ہوتا ہے. There is another letter. This person writes that according to what you had taught me, the kitab Tabligh Deen, which is translated in English also, we should try and read that, very very beneficial, Tabligh Deen, and also Bayan Akhlaq Zamima, the bad qualities that is the Akhlaq in Tabligh Deen. In that kitab there is one chapter of the bad qualities. So he says, I do that, I'm studying that. But then too, by nature, within myself, I find I've got pride. And this is the questions that he's asking to clarify all these finer points. Talaba ka joota utha liya karta hu. He's a ustad. And he says, I pick up the shoes of my students also. Milne walo se salam mein ibtida bhi karta hu. Anyone who comes to meet, I make sure I give salam, I make salam first, which in the hadith is a treatment for pride. Adnahu ya ala, whether that person is a big person or is a small person, but I make salam first. Hazrat writes, Fir takabbur nahi hai. In that case you are feeling, you are imagining it is pride, but it is not pride. Aur jo asar wijdanan malum hota hai, uska muqtada par amal na karne se uska izala bhi ho jayega. And just that you feel just by nature that you have got pride. And if you don't practice on that, you don't keep on thinking that I've got pride, automatically that thought of yours will go away. It's just an imaginary thought and it will go away also. Zawal na ho, aur jab tak zawal na ho, wo qabile malamat nahi hai. And until that thought of yours that you have got pride doesn't go away, then this that you feel you are proud, it isn't anything bad also. But just don't think about it that you have got pride, and that thought will go away. Allah give us tawfiq to become conscious of our spiritual diseases and to try to take the treatments. This kitab of Hazrat is also translated into English. We should try and follow it there, or we should ask the questions and then try and follow accordingly, and we will get cleared from our spiritual diseases. And when a person is cleared, like from physical ailments, then he feels nice after that. This also we will feel much better. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.